Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that God, my God, has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful for this Monday, the 20th day of January 2020. And today we are celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday. And we also want to continue to celebrate Jesus' birthday, as he did come to seek and to save that which was lost. And so we look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we know without him we are nothing. Without him we would be like a ship without a sail. So we are grateful today for this opportunity to come together to be in the presence of the Lord, because in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand pleasures forevermore. I am grateful for each and every saint of God who has made it already, those who will come later. We appreciate the fact that we are here in this place, and we know that God is in us now. And as we are celebrating this day of life, just celebrating the fact that God has given us life and life more abundantly, I'm going to ask Apostle Horsley if you will lead us off in prayer this morning, if you're available. If your phone is unmuted, that would be great. And then we'll go from there on this Monday morning.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will sing the day that the Lord has made. Sorry about that. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, it's like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. I do believe deep in my heart we shall overcome someday. And we have overcome. Father, Ebo Shitodo Koyasa, God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come to the prayer of deliverance ministry, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being a part of the circle, oh Lord God, of friends on this Martin Luther King Day celebration, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, because we're here, Lord God. Lord God, reflecting on the day and what it's a day on, oh Lord God, we wouldn't have been able to been here on the broadcast, oh Lord God, our opposition, oh Lord God. Lord God, we see the workmanship of your hand in the most difficult places, oh Lord God. God, we come to thank you and praise you, hey, oh Lord, Cody, I see, God, for what you're doing today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus in our lives, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the souls that got saved on yesterday, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and the fellowship, oh Lord God, and what you're doing, oh Lord God, and you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this 20th day, oh Lord God, 2020, all the way across, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, for how you keep it, oh Lord God, how you're blessing, oh Lord God, how you're moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God, how you're keeping, sustaining, and undergirding, oh Lord God, realizing, oh Lord God, there's none like you, oh Lord God. So we come this morning, oh Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, oh Lord God, and to thank you, oh Lord God, for the God that you are, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So glad, oh Lord God, to come that we're able to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Thank you for wives, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you for my wife, God, in the name of Jesus, and other people that has wives, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because the lady had asked that she wanted to be reconciled to her husband just casually, Lord God. It looked like it was an impossible thing, oh Lord God, but you yet worked that out. Hey, Boshata, hey, Koko, Rasananakia, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, and those that are still your strength, and oh Lord God, to continue to fast and pray, oh Lord God, till tomorrow, oh Lord God, that it will be 21 days, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you bless our children, oh Lord God, that you protect them in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you bless and protect them, oh Lord God. Protect them, oh Lord God, from pedophiles, oh Lord God. The evil one, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you bless babies, oh Lord God, from SID, crib death, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We thank you that you're touching bodies right now, oh Lord God. That you're healing, that you're delivering, God, and that you're setting free, God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all the miracles that you work so great, oh Lord God. There's just none like you, oh Lord God. Thank you for the celebration, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus that's going on today, oh Lord God. And if you want to begin to celebrate, Lord God, and understand, oh Lord God, that you did move, oh Lord God, that you're the same yesterday and forever, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. God, we pray this morning on the prayer line, oh Lord God, that you would just send that spirit, that anointed, revive the people, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you, oh Lord God, that you're moving, oh Lord God, in such a miraculous way, oh Lord God. God, we thank you and we praise you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, because you're the God that works miracles so great, oh Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for recovery time about from operations, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, God. Asking that you touch limbs, oh Lord God. Acts, oh Lord God. Stomach, oh Lord God. God, praying, oh Lord God, that you look on our brother Kevin, Deacon Kenderson, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the hospital, Lord God, in large heart, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you just dry out the lungs, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you touch people, oh Lord God, that are having trouble out of their heart, oh Lord God, the cardiac system, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're the one, oh Lord God, you can move, God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Oh Lord God, that you cause the body, oh Lord God, to line up with the word of God this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every carbuncle, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. We are faithfully and wonderfully made, oh Lord God. So we thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for your moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, on this prayer deliverance ministry, oh Lord God. Touch each and every one, oh Lord God, individually, collectively, O Lord God. Meet the needs, O Lord God, the special needs, O Lord God. Drive out high blood pressure, low blood pressure, Lord God. Osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that you would just touch, O Lord God, that you would break the addiction to nicotine and others, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Break the addiction to control substance, God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. So we come to thank you, God. We come to praise you this morning, O Lord God. Break the powers, O Lord God, of darkness in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Territorial demons, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the recklessness, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That Cain spirit, O Lord God. The people that shoot. Killing people, O Lord God. It's widespread, O Lord God, not only here in the United States of America, Lord God, but it is abroad, O Lord God, that you're the only wise God, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're the God, O Lord God, before the mountain was brought forth, O Lord God, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God, O Lord God. You're the God that sent your Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, because you love the world so much, O Lord God, that you gave him, Lord God, as a sacrifice for the sins of men, O Lord God. So we come to this hour of power, of praise, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, and to thank you, God, for your keeping power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that you would touch my wife, O Lord God, the children, all of our grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everyone that's in the family, O Lord God, that is on save, O Lord God, that they would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come to worship you, O Lord God, because you're the only wise God, and that you're our Father, Lord God. Though these things come, O Lord God, even so that you order it, O Lord God, and you would meet the need, O Lord God. Look all over, Lord God. Search all over, Lord God. Couldn't find no one, O Lord God. No one greater than you, Lord God. God, we ask you to bless our children, the ones that are young adults, O Lord God, that are in college, O Lord God, in high school, O Lord God, teenagers, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, rebuke, O Lord God, that spirit of teen pregnancy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would give, O Lord God, and send wisdom, O Lord God, onto young ladies, O Lord God, that they would protect themselves better, Lord God, and honor you, Lord God, and give their lives to Christ, O Lord God, help the young people, O Lord God, to make decisions, O Lord God, to set goals, O Lord God, long-term goals, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many are unaware, Lord God, not making 18 years old, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, before they are cut down in their youth, O Lord God. If there's an uprising or disagreement, O Lord God, they reach for a gun, O Lord God, and figure that one of them just don't have the right to live anymore, Lord God. We come to you, O Lord God, because there's no other help we know, O Lord God. If thou would just turn away from us, O Lord God, where shall we go, Lord God? You're the God that sees. Know it again, Lord God. You're the God whose eye is on the sparrow, O Lord God. Lord God, you're the God, O Lord God, that strengthens, O Lord God. You're the God that opens doors, O Lord God, that no man can close, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you look on the prayer requests, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you move, O Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Those, O Lord God, that are in the hospital, Lord God, in hospital, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the 911, O Lord God, the first responders, God, in the name of Jesus, God, those that are in climate weather, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those, O Lord God, that are stuck in places, O Lord God, trying to transfer back home, O Lord God, airports that are shut down, God, the storm, O Lord God, that's on the horizon, O Lord God, snowstorm, O Lord God, frigid weather that's coming down, O Lord God, bless heaters, O Lord God, and bless furnaces and boilers, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, protect the people, O Lord God. Touch, O Lord God. Stir up their souls, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them ask today, O Lord God, what must they do to be saved, O Lord God? It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, O Lord God, and we have our being, O Lord God. You're the only wise God, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. This world is ruled by your command, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, touch the mind and the thinking of the people, O Lord God, for they think that they can make without you, Lord God. But you're the God, you're our Father, O Lord God. So we come today, O Lord God, to worship you, to praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in this hour of power, prayer, and circle of friends on the prayer deliverance ministry, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless and strengthen, oh Lord God. Send finances, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, touch hearts, oh Lord God, that we'll be able, oh Lord God, to obtain, oh Lord God, and to move out, oh Lord God, and to broaden the horizon of the broadcast, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless, oh Lord God, Pastor Dolly, that's standing at the helm, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless the works of her hand, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless my wife, Wonderland, oh Lord God, in a special way, God, the children, Lord God, my son Roger, oh Lord God, and everybody Rogers, and every child that is not home, oh Lord God, and every child that run away and had trouble with their parents, God, we ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, that you would touch Abel, Shatta, those disobedient children, oh Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, they won't follow instructions, oh Lord God, they won't heed the warning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, truly, oh Lord God, the days are wicked, oh Lord God, but your Lord God, we're still here, Lord God, and every now and then, oh Lord God, we see your faithfulness, oh Lord God, we see the bow in the sky, oh Lord God, which you have made so many years ago, oh Lord God, when you have promised, no, Lord God, that you would not destroy this world anymore by water, Lord God. So, Lord God, you're the God that's straight and true, oh Lord God. So we rise up this morning, oh Lord God, and we praise your name, oh Lord God, God. We're shaking off the headache, oh Lord God. We're shaking off the pain and the acid and the gas in the system, oh Lord God, and pain in the knees, oh Lord God, and in the wrist area, Lord God. We're letting it be, we break it and we command it to leave in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We declare and decree, oh Lord God, that these bodies shall line up with the word of God and function as like you had decided, Lord God, faithfully and wonderfully made, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we command each and every one, oh Lord God, that has a mind to serve you, Lord God, that they would receive the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God, wherein that they could pray, oh Lord God, and that enter into the holiest of all, Lord God, onto your courts with thanksgiving and praise, oh Lord God. We're thankful this morning, oh Lord God, and we're blessing your name, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless our going out and our coming in this day, Lord God, even and forevermore, Lord God, that you would touch every prayer request, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch those, oh Lord God, that are suffering with renal failure, Lord God. Many need new kidneys, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Many are on transplant lists, oh Lord God. We for transplant, oh Lord God. But Lord God, don't know what the hindrance is, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we ask you, oh Lord God, to send deliverance today, oh Lord God. Recalling that you did it in the days of Daniel, Lord God. Lord God, when he began to pray, oh Lord God, you dispatched angels with the answer, oh Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, look on those that are on Capitol Hill, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, pray for all of those that are in authority, oh Lord God, that you would shake and touch and save, heal, deliver, and set free, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we come to thank you this morning, God. We come to praise you today, God. We come to worship you today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're the God that sits high and you look low, oh Lord God. You discern the hearts of men, oh Lord God. Meet the needs, oh Lord God, especially need children, Lord God. The children that are in St. Jude Hospital, oh Lord God, another hospital, oh Lord God, that battles, oh Lord God, cancer, oh Lord God, another childhood disease, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, heal babies, oh Lord God, that were born with addiction, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, oh Lord God, and they that dwell therein, oh Lord God, we hear, Lord God, that you just established this whole thing upon a flood, Lord God, you spoke to God and it was so, oh Lord God, and you look back, oh Lord God, and you said it was good, oh Lord God, so we came to worship you, God, we came to worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth today, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, looking for the miraculous, oh Lord God, expecting the supernatural today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Not only that, we pray for the circle that hears, oh Lord God, for the whole world, oh God, for this continent of the United States of America, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will bring peace, oh Lord God, and another continent, oh God, where this uprising, oh Lord God, those that are in Africa, Zimbabwe, oh Lord God, wherever they be, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we all came out of one blood, oh Lord God, and that's the God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you heal those, oh Lord God, that are destroying their lungs and their life, oh Lord God, with smoking, oh Lord God, and vaporing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, this morning, oh Lord God, but they won't heed, oh Lord God. But Lord God, your word said, how can they hear without a preacher, Lord God? And how can they preach, oh Lord God, unless they be sent, oh Lord God? So therefore, Lord God, we're sending a word, oh Lord God, into the atmosphere, oh Lord God. Let the shackles be broken, oh Lord God. Every addiction, bondage, oh Lord God. Every mental illness, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Even the hallelujah, even the diseases, oh Lord God, that they have no cure, oh Lord God. Mental illnesses, oh Lord God, where there's no medication, oh Lord God, that you work, God, in a special way, Lord God. We give that our name, the honor, the glory, the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Abel Shatan Akayasan. Our children that are away in college, oh Lord God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Put a hedge of protection around them, oh Lord God. Let the death be stayed right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Once again, Father, the drive-by shooting is out of control, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God. The murdering, oh Lord God. Child abuse, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, domestic violence, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. See about your people, Lord God. Rise from thy rest, oh Lord God. Be blessed by our praise, oh Lord God, on this prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, of prayer. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen again. Oh, boy, yes, God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I believe this is a good place.
Gotta talk to our ladies and women and shit. For as long as I'm on here, nigga, I'm going to smash your ass. I know how to do that shit. I know how to smash you. I'm going to start thinking. Now let me start thinking.
God, my God. We thank you, Lord, this morning for this praise, oh God, the praise that is going up. Let the praises continuously be in our mouths. Let's make our praise to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the name of God.
Lord.
Speaking the truth in our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost. Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Send the fire, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Send the fire, Lord.
It's like fire shut up in our bones, oh God. We cannot contain it, oh Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God.
My God, my God, my God.
In the name.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory to your holy and righteous
Lord.
Lord. Yes,
thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
your name, God.
Praise
your name, O Lord.
And so when you're praising him, just thank him that he is listening to your voice and that you're able to praise him. We're glad when we have that opportunity. And you have that opportunity every day, all day long, to just give God praise, honor, and glory because he's worthy. And as we were praising the Lord, I was thinking I was going to go into the scripture of the week, but there's something that dropped in my spirit that I just want to share this morning. And I'm sure many of us have heard this before. But over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, God is going to destroy Babylon, but the children of Israel will be forgiven. And so this particular scripture that the verses that I want to read is Isaiah 43:18, starting at verse number 18. And it says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Verse 20 says, "The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Verse 21 says, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. And so as we're praising God, we're thanking him because he's already spoken in his word that we can not, we should not remember those things that are in the past. We don't need to hold on to those things that have happened in the past. We, you know, we remember those things that God has brought us from because that's where we get our testimonies. And we're not going to consider that those things that we have done, you know, when we come to Jesus Christ, he forgives us of our sins and trespasses and transgressions. When we come and ask him to forgive us, we don't remember those things because we're not going to stay in the past and have those things in our minds that will keep us down and out. But we are going to go forward. The Lord says, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. And we're going to know it. We will know what God is doing as we go forth in our lives, as we go forward in our lives. Many of us have been on a fast, and we have been fasting and praying and studying the word of God. And he says he will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. These things we believe God to do. Sometimes we may feel like we are in a desert place, and the desert place is a dry place where mostly nothing grows there except for maybe cactus or things that don't need a lot of water. And so we know in the natural realm we need water to survive. If we don't have enough water in our bodies, we will die of thirst. But we want to know that God is providing those waters. The waters of the Holy Ghost is the first thing that I think of. The water of the Holy Ghost that washes us and it springs up in us and gives us the thoughts that we need to have in our lives. It teaches us the things that we need to know. And so, you know, a wilderness is a place where there's a lot of, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking of a wilderness where there's a lot of things all around and you're just going through and you don't really know the direction to go in a wilderness place. You're not really stable, but God is making a way in the wilderness. He's going to make a path. You know, when you're in the wilderness, in a wilderness where nobody has really been, there's not a pathway. You know, as you think about when people first came to the United States of America, there were lots of wildernesses around where people had not traveled much, and so they had to make a path. They had to make a direction and find out which way to go, and they have carved streets and things. Even now we have streets and things that we drive on because they have carved out roads that we can go on. The Lord says he will make a way in the wilderness. He will make a way so that we will know the direction that we will go in. And rivers in the desert, that means that he will bring life to that desert place. There will be life in the place where there was a desert place, where there was nothing growing. God will bring something. He is bringing something. This is what he's saying this morning, that we have to reach out to him. We have to believe him. We have to trust his word and know that God is working those things out in your life, that he's bringing even people into the body of Christ. He's bringing people who have not received Jesus as Savior. He's returning people who have turned away from him. That's a new thing that will happen in this year. There's a new thing that many people in our family will come to Jesus Christ. It will turn from the wickedness they're in right now. That's a new thing that the Lord will do. There's a rivers in the desert place. I tell you, sisters and brothers, grab a hold of this word this morning and move up in the Lord. Go forward in the Lord. Get away from those things that are keeping you in a dry place in your life. Know that the Lord even spoke in his word and said that we, if we had the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, we could speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be removed and cast into the sea. So he has given us so much in his word to help us to know that we are victorious, that we can go forward in the Lord, that our spirit man will grow. And as he says, as you obey and serve him, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. And we have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we need shall be added unto us. Yes, he said that in his word. So we're believing God this morning that he's doing that new thing, that he's opening up doors for us. He's bringing things to our lives right now. You know, there's some things we have been believing God for, and sometimes you just have to just stay there and just remember, be like that woman who kept coming before the unjust judge, and she kept bringing her petition before him. She wearied him. She wore him down that he had to give her her petition. But we want to come to the Lord and thank the Lord that we are believing. You know, you come in and you ask him, and then you begin to thank the Lord in advance, begin to praise the Lord that he's working that thing out, that he's bringing those things to you, that he's giving you faith. When you go to court, he gives you favor on your job. He gives you favor in your business. He gives you favor even in your body to be healthy and strong. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, because you have already said your prayers of thanksgiving, because you have done your dance in the morning time. You get up in the morning and you shout and dance before the Lord. You give him praise. You give him honor, because you know that the Lord is already working things out. There's some things in your day that the Lord has already put in place. You just have to get to that time and place that you receive what God has already designed for you to receive. Remember this word this morning. I'm going to read it again. Isaiah 43:18. It says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Those are the two verses that I wanted to hone in on this morning, because the Lord himself has spoken this word, and his word is powerful. His word is like a hammer. You know, his word is so true. You know, when you believe the word of God and you begin to walk in that word, you begin to work the word in your life, I tell you, sisters and brothers, nothing can stop you from doing what you desire to do through God's power, through the work that he has placed in you. So I tell you, grab a hold of this word, walk on in the things of God, shout before the Lord, give him praise, honor, and glory, because he is so worthy. This morning, each and every day, we must trust in the Lord, lean not to our own understanding, because in all of our ways, we must acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. He's going to direct our path through that wilderness place. He's going to open up some opportunities that you may not have thought about. He will open up doors that you have been praying for to be open, but you, when that door is open, don't hesitate. Go through that door. Don't be hesitant. Go through the door that God has opened for you, because there is something on the other side of that door that God has already ordained for you to have in your life and to be a blessing to somebody. When you get the things that God has already ordained for you to receive, then bless somebody else. Bless somebody who may need something that you have. So trust in the Lord this morning. Trust in the Lord today, because he is a faithful God, and his word will not go out and return to him void. It's going to accomplish that which he sent it to do. So I thank God for this morning. I thank you, Lord, for this word, oh God. I pray, God, today that as we are coming to the top of the hour, that this word has been rich for us, oh God, even as we were praising you this morning, as we have been giving you the honor this morning. I thank you, Lord, that those praises have gone up, oh God. And we know that many people say that the blessings come down, but we know that you inhabited the praises of your people, oh God. And we know that when you're inhabiting the praise, that means that you're in the midst of the praise. So we thank you, Lord, today for those praises, oh God, and you're working things out for each and every one, Lord. I pray, God, today that we will walk through this day, oh God, with the spirit of praise on our lips, oh God, and in our hearts, Lord, to know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and them who are the called according to your purpose, Lord. So I thank you, Father, today that we are the called according to your purpose. We are a part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, oh God. We have been called out by you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, today that you have given us divine favor. You have given us favor with God and with man, Lord. So, Lord, as we go through these places and these days that you have given us, oh God, help us to just keep our eyes on thee, Lord, and know that all things are working in our favor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless your name this morning, God. So, Lord, as we're leaving today, we will not leave your presence, but, Lord, we know that you will go with us each and every place that we walk today. So, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Everyone, I love you. I thank you for being here this morning. If you missed the word, it was not a very long talk this morning, but we did a lot of praising. You can come back in. You can just dial 605-313-4929, and then the access code is 278961. And if you listen in today, all you have to do is hit the pound sign, and you'll be right there for the today's session. And if you need to come in tomorrow, a later day to hear it, you can call me. I can give you the today's session number. I don't know exactly what it is today, but I pray that everybody has a good day. Many people are off today because of the holiday. I pray that you have a wonderful day as you maybe join your family or somebody, friends, or whatever you're doing. Enjoy your day and know that God is with you and that he will never leave you or forsake you. Have a peaceable time in the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.